Masopano Mazulu,
that we might speak a little subject. I open prayer that I won't take you long. Because we are creatures of time. We all see that the day is far spent. You need to walk and go back to your places. That only gives us a more desire to crave that for the coming of the Lord. Where we shall meet and part no more. What joy shall fill our hearts. Where we shall make merry and merry forevermore. Oh, that would be so wonderful. Probably let's turn to our Bibles. Would like to take this little thought again from Moses. During the morning we met Moses when he was from that burning bush. Him being given the commission to go take the children of Israel out of Egypt to the promised land. He came back to the Lord and who am I? And from there we learned a lesson about our identity. Who are we before the Lord? Who are we in this world? What's our position? So
we'd
like to take another subject again from the teachings of Moses. Let's go to our Bibles to Exodus 25. Let us take our readings maybe from verse 9. According to all that I show you, that is the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of its furnishings, just so you shall make it.
Kulingana mwamene nza kulangizira iwe, ndiye kwa meno zakala mdandanda waka chisi. Ndiposo, mdandanda waka ena, wazi ntumkati, zizakala mwamene umo, zakala mjira mwamene, zizakuzira.
And the same Exodus 25 verse 40.
By Exodus 25, it capita kundime ya 40.
It says, and see to it that you make them according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain.
Iwe taona kutu zipange zizintu kulingana na mdandanda, unaonesewa kwa iwe papiri.
Amen.
Amen.
I would like to just speak to you on a short subject.
Nizafuno kambako kwa iwe papunziso ingono.
The tabernacle of God. That is the Lord's abode. When it was the desire of God to live continually among the children of
Israel,
he called Moses up upon a mountain and said, come up, Moses. I would like to show you the fashion, the pattern by which you shall erect a tabernacle that I may live among these people, my children
Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
This is Moses.
Uyuni Mose.
In the morning we have learned of him in Midian.
Where
he was heading those sheep. But before he was in Midian, he was in Egypt. And when he was in Egypt, he was in the house of
Pharaoh,
the king of Egypt. And this Egypt that we are talking of was the greatest civilization of that day. Probably it was leading the world like the America of this day. And Moses was not a little man in that Egypt. He was of one of them men of renown. He was a general in Egypt. To be specific, he was going to be the next
Pharaoh.
So he had all knowledge of Egypt. He knew all the military secrets of Egypt. He knew all the strengths of Egypt. And Egypt being a greater civilization of the day, Egypto kala ziko la pamwamba maningi pali jantawe, had the best practices in the world. Enali na zonse za mapunziro za pamwamba na za chitukuko za pamwamba. History attributes the city of Ramesses to have been built by Moses. I kalidwa mbili ya kale tuzoti mzinda wa Ramesses ni Mose anamanga. Now we found out that God wants his tabernacle to be erected among the children of Israel. Mulungu afuna kachisi yake imangiwe pa wana wa Israeli. He caused this Moses.
Aita na Mose.
Who has this extraction from Egypt?
Anam chosa ku Egypto.
Where we all know those great sphinxes.
Tiona kuti kulivoumba vivantu vikuru na vinyama.
All those great pyramids.
Vija vose vimanyumba vija votsomba pamwamba vima pyramids.
With their wonderful architectures.
Na maonekedwe yake yabwino ya vija vintu.
So we see how Moses was so much informed in terms of erecting structures.
Tiona kuti Mose analika swidi kuumba kulenga kumanga zomanga manga.
Remember I've just mentioned that he has built this city Ramesses. So in terms of construction work, in terms of engineering, the Bible said Moses was educated in all the wisdom of Israel, of
Egypt.
From that perspective, it was going to be a very easy task for Moses to erect just a simple structure.
Sembe chinali chindu chapa fupi kumanga kanyimbo kachichepere kabe ka Mulungu.
Whereupon the children of Israel who gather to worship the Lord.
Pamene Mulungu vana wa Israel ofeni kokhala pamozi kulambira Mulungu.
From the surface,
kuona zabe pamwamba.
We can take that for Moses was so going to be a very easy job.
Kuli Moses tizembe takambati yaze yabe nchito ingono ya pafupi.
He had erected great structures in Ramesses.
Muja mumzinda wa Ramesses anamanga vikuru vimanyumba.
All the glory of Egypt partly was because of Moses.
Wose wa Egypt mbali ina inali chifukwa cha Mose.
But here in the Bible,
koma mbaibele,
we find an admonition from the Lord.
Tipeza punziso choka kwa mbuye.
Instructing Moses.
Kuhuza Mose.
Make sure Moses.
Usamale Mose.
That you make it according to the pattern that was shown in the mountain.
Ujibange kulingana na pattern inalangiziwa kwa iwe papiri.
What are we seeing here?
Tuona chiani hapa.
God is disregarding all the wisdom of Moses.
Mulungu wacho sapo zose nzero anapunzira Mose.
He's making done all whatever Moses had acquired in this life.
Pamene Mose anapeza anapanga pachabe chabe Mulungu.
He might have been full of education.
Sembe no punzira maningi mwina
Mose. Full of the wisdom.
Oziwa zintu maningi.
Even if God would just tell Moses that I just want a tabernacle.
Na kuti Mulungu aza Mose tifuna nyumba chabe.
He would probably have a hard time to choose from several maps that he can have I can make it like this.
Semba nasa angajabe mwina waki ukambati nizapanga choncho, nyumba nizapanga choncho.
But it was not so.
Shinali choncho.
God took Moses from Egypt.
Mulungu anamtenga Mose ku Egypto.
When he was 40 years.
Pamene nali na zaka 40.
He took him out in the desert.
Anampeleka mchipururu.
And he spent 40 years in the desert.
Manja mchipururu anakala zaka 40.
Removing all the wisdoms of Egypt.
Mapunziro osa ku Egypto Mulungu anacho sana.
But Moses will never depend on the wisdom of Egypt.
Kutasaka imirire pa mapunziro ku Egypto.
But only on that says the Lord.
Koma pa zamene Mulungu alankhula.
Now when it came to the tabernacle of God,
chikabwera ku nyumba kachisi ya Mulungu,
he did not want any human instrumentality.
Sana lufuna kuti imangiwe na maganizo ya muntu.
He did not want anything from men.
Sana lufuna chili chose kutoka ku muntu.
Nothing from all the wisdom of Moses.
Zelu zose za Mose.
So he had to instruct Moses.
Anauza Mose.
And make sure.
Kuti iwe usamale.
Make sure Moses.
Usamale Mose.
You make it after the fashion and honor that was shown in the mountain.
Na mwamini wakulangizira papiri.
What does it tell us?
Chiti uzachana bale ndi alungu.
This earth is thousands of years now.
Akuti zaka zambiri.
We have men in this world full of wisdom, full of education. Men have been through it all. This earth has suffered many problems. And
there
are men who have given solution to the problems of this world. Who can think they got it all? Men who have studied all the stars of heavens. We have men that have studied the bodies of heaven. We have men that even have studied up to the heart of the earth.
Kulibena vantu wanapunzira mapunziro pansi paziko.
Total, in fact, anything that you can see of or that you can come in touch of and in contact of,
vose men have been met in
great introspection into those things.
Vose avantu waliko vanzero wanapunzira vose vintu pano paziko.
And they are ready to give you an advice or a way or a solution to everything.
Vamenonga kuzena yango kumavuto yose ya zintu za paziko.
But when we come to the tabernacle of God,
manje tikabwera kukachisi ya Mulungu,
God does not want to borrow from any that is not himself.
Mulungu safuna kutenga kuli chili chosi cha mene chili chake.
When God builds this tabernacle,
akalemba yake nyumba Mulungu,
he does not use any material.
Sasa nzisa zopangidwa zili zosi.
That is not of himself.
Zamene si zake.
That is not his part.
Zamene si zili mbali yake.
Nor does he borrow from anywhere the part and the fashion of the tabernacle.
Sama pempa kumundali wose izi zintu.
But it has all to be himself.
Chifunika iye mwine wake.
Whatever the breadth was going to be.
Nanguti chikale kuta mufupika
bwanji. The length of the tabernacle.
Mutali bwanji.
The height of the tabernacle.
Ukumamba bwanji.
All the shape of the tabernacle.
Maonekedwe chabe ya nyumba.
Was there on the blueprint. So there was nothing that was going to be taken from Moses. Or all the builders that was going to come to
place.
But it was going to be only God and God alone. So when we were called out of Egypt, all of us were once in Egypt, there is this world. And in Egypt we were part of the people that built Ramesses.
Isa mwigipto tinali mbali ya wantu wana manga mzinda wakunja wa Ramesses.
We were the ones that were successful generals in all the world of Egypt.
Isa tinalaka swiri ya kuru wangondo muziko mwigipto.
Not us, all of us were little men in Egypt.
Tose baitina tinalole mera mwigipto.
We were meant to reckon sometimes.
Tinali vana walangana hapo, wantu walangana
hapo. We contributed greatly to the glory of Egypt.
Tinaika konchito kule merero wa Egypto.
But now God called us out of Egypt.
Watita na Mulungu choka Egypto.
And brought us unto Canaan.
Watileta mKenan.
He has brought us unto his kingdom.
Watileta mfumu wake.
Wherefore he does not borrow from Egypt.
Sape mbotoka mwigipto.
No matter what we know.
Nanguti tiziwa zintu bwanji.
How qualified we were in Egypt.
Olo njitalo punzira bwanji.
How many times we did it in Egypt.
Njitina kwani sabwanji.
He does not borrow from Egypt.
Sama pembo toka mwigipto.
It has to be himself.
Chitoke la mwini wake.
Building his own kingdom.
Kumanga ufumu wake.
So we are talking about the kingdom of God.
Tikamba pa ufumu wa Mulungu.
God now want to build his tabernacle.
Afuna manga kachisi wake Mulungu.
The place of his own abode.
Malo yokalapo iye.
So therefore he doesn't take an idea from Egypt. He does not take anything of that which belongs to Egypt. But only that which belongs to himself. So he instructed Moses. Make sure, Moses.
You
make it according to the fashion that you have seen in the mountain. In this our day, according to the book of Malachi 4, verse 5 and 6b, we find our Moses. According to the book of Revelation 10:7, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall but begin to sound, all the mysteries of God shall be finished. That's God calling Moses up on the mountain. As we have seen in 1963. God calling our Moses up on the top of Mount
Arizona.
Him bringing the blueprint. And bringing the revelation of the seven seals. As many revelations has been delivered at his end. That became the blueprint of the message. That is the blueprint of the bride of God in this day. He does not borrow from Egypt. We do not borrow from established denominations that were before us. We have been among these denominations as men and women of renown. They would respect us in Egypt. They have known our contributions in Egypt. But when we come to the house of God, he does not borrow from Egypt. He He does not take that which is not himself. Amen.
Amen.
So what does it mean? When we come out of Egypt, that is the world. If you mean with the world, we do not mean that you were not somewhere around the word of God. You know, in the denomination, they also read the Bible. Like the tabernacle of God was also a structure. Like them structure that was in Egypt. When it was going to be erected, probably its outlook was going to be after a fashion of certain structure in Egypt, or even less than the structure of Egypt, but it was the fullness of the plan of God. So no matter how much you are exposed to what was the so-called gospel, but when you come to the house of God, when he now wants to use you to build the house of God, he does not borrow from the former of Egypt, but he has his own mold. So give him the permission to mold you unto a product that he desires. So when you come to the house of God, give yourself up for to learn to the ministry that it does its work upon you, and you are so fashioned that you are a wealthy material to be used in this house and tabernacle of God. You know, during the time of Solomon, in fact, even during the time of David, when all those workmen were hewing trees in Lebanon, and them that were be cutting stones,
now
all the work was done under the anointed workmanship of several servants of God. That on the place where the tabernacle was going to be built, there was no sound of a hammer, but work was already done by anointed men that had the spirit of David in Lebanon.
Like
that, all the material that came to build the house of God, they would just pick that material, it fits somewhere in the house of God. Pick that stone, it fits in the house of God. You see now. So just offer yourself up for the ministry to work on you, that you be a finished up product to be used to build the house and the tabernacle of God. You see, but God did not end there. He does not just give Moses the blueprint and said, Moses, is over. Go ahead and choose the men among the children of Israel that can fulfill the work. Take them to a certain school, sit them down, and try to teach them according to this blueprint that I showed you in the mountain. We have to go to Exodus 31.
Exodus 31.
Amen.
Exodus 31, verse 1 to 4.
Exodus 31, Dimea 1, figure up 4.
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying,
Ambuya natwa Mose.
See, I have called by name
Naita na Pazina,
Basilia the son of Uri,
Bazaleli mwana wa Uri,
of the tribe of Hor,
Mtunduwa Huri,
of the tribe of Judah,
Mtunduwa Yuda,
and I have called and I have filled him with the spirit of God,
na mzaza na mzimu wa Mulungu,
in wisdom,
Munzeru,
in understanding,
Mukuziwa,
in knowledge,
Mukuziwa,
and in all manner of workmanship,
na ukatswiri uli wose wa nchito,
to design artistic works,
kupanga nchito za ukatswiri kuumba,
to work in gold,
kusenza na golide,
in silver,
ni siliva,
in bronze,
Namkuwa.
In cutting jewels of setting in carving wood.
Mkudula dula miyala ya mtengo na maplanga.
To work all manner of workmanship.
Kugira nchito zo siyana siyana za ukaswiri.
Yes, God doing his work.
Mulungwa kugira nchito yake.
He doesn't leave this work on the hands of Moses.
Sasira Mose inchito.
To establish a school of theology.
Kutapange skulu ya mapunziro ya kubembezo.
To try to bring men.
Kuleta wantu.
Who he can teach how people, they should teach the word of God.
Wamene wanga punzise wantu wena kupunzisa mawe ya mulungu.
We have said.
Takamba kuti.
Up of his tabernacle.
Panyumba yake mulungu.
God does not desire your idea.
Mulungu safuna nzelu zani.
God does not desire wisdom from men.
Mulungu safuna nzelu zotoka kumuntu.
So it is him who have ordained Moses.
Iye ndiyo waitana Moses tikana.
And upon his hands he have given him the blueprint of the tabernacle.
Yampasa plano Moses ya kukachisi.
However, it does not live on the hands of Moses.
Koma sichi kala manja mwa Moses.
For him to teach other men how to construct this tabernacle of God.
Moses ipunzisa vantu vena momangira nyumba.
It took the same God.
Chinatengera mulungu iye
mwina wake. To once again choose according to his mind and desire.
Kulingana na nzelu zake na chifuniro chake.
Capable and able men.
Vantu wakwanirisa vampamvu.
Who he gave his own spirit.
Vamene vanapasa mzimu wake.
In all manner of wisdom.
Munzelu zosiana siana.
In all knowledge.
Mukuziva.
And understanding.
Na kumvesesa.
That they could fashion.
Kuti vanga pange.
Amen. Hear what the Bible is saying. That they could fashion.
Kuti vanga ipange.
Oh, men of workmanship.
Muzinchito zo siyana siyana.
Be eating cold.
Wajosenza na goni.
Be eating wood.
Wena senza na maplanga.
Be eating whatever material that was going to be used in the building of this tabernacle of God.
Kumanga manyumba ya mulungu.
No matter what type of man there is.
Nakuti kungakhale munthu watani.
No matter you are drunkard.
Unali chakolwa mwina.
Probably we say you are iron.
Mwina ndiwe simbi.
Or you are wood from Lebanon.
Or you are maplanga kutoka ku Lebanon.
Or from whatever source of life that were drawn from.
Kose kwamene wachoka.
Here are men that are put in them the spirit of God.
Ni vantu vaikiwa mwa iwo mzimu.
They are given the understanding.
Vapasi wa kuziwa.
To you from you.
Kuchosa kwa ime kumaku kuhuka.
And you are a perfect product of the will and desire of God.
Ime mwangala chija chintofunikira kwa mulungu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We have men.
Tinawazmuna.
Chosen of God.
Osangiwa na mulungu.
In the place of Moses.
Malo wa Mose.
To bring him to realization.
Kutila tipasaji zindikiro.
The tabernacle of God.
Nyumba ya mulungu.
God's own abode.
Mwamene mulungu akala.
Moses has done his part.
Moses wa
he lived for Israel.
Anase
he has given the law to Israel.
Anapasa
he has given the word to Israel.
Anapasa mau.
Now we want to go into this tabernacle. We want this sanctuary. We want this kingdom to flourish. We are the Moses of the day. The prophet of the day. He has brought us from all forms of life in the world. And has called us to a gathering. Now we are into his sanctuary. The house and tabernacle of God. The dwelling place of God. He has given the church now. Out of the hands of Abel man. Who can fashion. Who can move from the iron. Who can work from the wood. Whatever form of life you are drawn from. These men are able. They were given understanding. They were given wisdom. They were given all knowledge. To fight on any material. That was going to be used in this tabernacle. So that it becomes the abode of God. We are the tabernacle of God. We are the abode of God. And to us it's given in Ephesians 4:11-16. The mystery of the fivefold ministry.
Amen.
The church has been given
mpingo wapasiwa
to Abel man.
Vantu wakwanirisa nchito.
Who can fashion?
Vanga ipange.
From any material.
Kuri chiri chose chopangira.
All that God have desired in his tabernacle.
Zvose Mulungu afuna munyumba yake.
Remember the tabernacle of God.
Kumbikirani nyumba ya Mulungu.
Is God that bought himself.
Ni malo ya Mulungu mwine wake.
He does not take or borrow from anywhere. He does not take from Egypt.
Samatenga
ku. He does not take from Lebanon.
Samatenga ku Lebanon.
He takes of himself.
Amatenga mkati mwake.
What his tabernacle is.
Zamene nyumba yake
ili. Nothing of himself. He does not need your idea, sister. He does not need your idea, brother. He does just need his word. And his word is himself. He has given his word to the able man. Give this able man the platform. Just give yourself, brother. Give yourself, sister. And let the able man work upon you. And fashion you according to the word of God.
Kulingana na mawe ya Mulungu.
Amen. Then you may be material to be put
in the tabernacle of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. When Moses finished putting up the tabernacle of God, it was one of the most holy and sacred structures among the children of Israel. You couldn't just wake up of one of the morning and walk anyhow into the tabernacle. You could not live anyhow and wake up and walk onto the tabernacle. You couldn't even do something that looks good. You could not go to a gender and greet him and say good morning and you embrace him in love. You couldn't go to the tabernacle that day because God had given another hand of
Moses.
Do not touch an abomination and come in the presence of the Lord. There are things that seems good upon your side. Things that is logical according to your reasoning. Things that your heart only feels to be concerned about. Things that you do things they matter to God. But is that so with God? In the Bible we read certain pieces of scripture where they say as if it was a light thing. It means God really has concern in every aspect. When we come to the tabernacle of God.
Amen.
So sister,
Alongo,
when Basileo,
Pamene Basileo,
that who is chosen of God,
anasankiwa na Mulungu,
and in him put the spirit of wisdom and understanding.
Mwake mnali mzimu wa nzeru na kuziva.
He was given the spirit of wisdom.
Vanampasa mzimu wa ziva.
Understanding.
Kumvesesa.
To understand all the mysteries.
Kuziva visinsi vose.
To understand all that pleases God.
Kumvesesa vose vikondwere sa Mulungu.
That what he was given the fivefold ministry.
Vamene vinapasiwa muri utumikuli mbali five.
So when they tell you, sister,
Alongo,
don't make up your hair like this. Sister, you have to conduct yourself like this. No matter, it doesn't make sense before you. But remember, this is
Basileo,
chosen of God, given of God the wisdom to know what material that we need to put on the tabernacle of God. How do we fashion every stone taken from the mountains of
Hebron
whatsoever. Wherever you can take this stone, whatever shape it has, just give it in the hands of Basileo and his man and let them work on that stone. It becomes the appropriate product to put on the house of God. The most sacred building in amongst
Israel.
So you are here, my brother, my sister, taken from the world. You are taken from all Egypt. With all the wisdom of Egypt. But count that to be done. And allow Basileo this man to work upon you. And fashion you according to the desire of God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have been through it all.
Tapitamo izizintu.
We have been through life experiences.
Tapitamo mzaumoyo zosiana siana.
We have been given upon our hands even solutions that have been proven to work.
Tauziwa na mayango kumavuto kuwanja.
Remember when we brought the word of God, we are not blank.
Ngata bwera kumamulu ngustika la wandosa ziwa.
We were full of our life experiences.
Chinali na zopita mzaumoyo watu.
So was Moses.
Mose na yanali na zaumoyo watu.
He was a great expert.
Anali munduozi wa zinduwa
wa kukuru. In terms of engineering and civil engineering.
Mizo umba za visulo.
He has built the city of Ramesses.
Anamanga mzinda wa Ramesses.
He has the solution to all the
anali
problems
na
mayango
kumavuto yose. Yama lengezo ya kumanga.
But God said no, Moses.
Mungu anakamba kuti Mose ya inzeru zako.
That is not me.
Sevenza tele.
Of my abode.
Ine nyumba yanga Mose.
I don't borrow from anywhere.
Ine sini mapemba munduali wose.
I give myself.
Ine ndiye amene nima zitenga mwa ineneka.
Amen. That's why he said.
Anati.
Sacrifice and offerings.
Akuti zopereka za
tsembe. He drew no pleasure.
See, akuti nsembe zopereka
za tsembe. A body as he created for himself.
Anazi umbira
to be his tabernacle.
Kuti kare nyumba yake ya Mulungu.
And we saw.
Tinaona.
The glory of the only begotten of the Father.
Ule melelo wa ubadu wa yeka
wa tate. Who was the tabernacle in the body and was the fullness of God.
Ndipo sokwana okhala mu Mulungu.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Ambuye Yesu Kristu.
Was God's abode.
Anali nyumba ya Mulungu.
The fullness of the glory of God.
Kukwana kuzula kwa nyumba ya Mulungu.
He has declared unto us the unseen God.
Anatiperekera ise Mulungu amene saonekera.
He was the fullness of that great eternal living spirit.
Anali kukwana kwa ujamzimu wa muyayaya ukuru.
And it was his abode.
Anali malo yake yokalamu.
He did not borrow it from anywhere.
Sana pembe aliwose.
He did not take from the clergy.
Sana tenge kulo azibusa.
No, was he born of men of renown.
Olo kuli wa ntua kuru akuru wa mzikora.
That his knowledge can be attributed from his bringing.
Zake zingaikiweko kwantuwe na obwela.
He had no form or comeliness that we may desire.
Yesu analibe maonekedwe yokutitinga mkumbwile mtupi.
But it was the abode of the fullness of God.
Komandie analima manyumba munakala Mulungu
kukwana. Brother and sister.
Abale ndialongo.
We may teach something here.
Singapunze shimozi pano.
That can seem so ignorant.
Chingaweke munga sichizi chiribe zelu.
That can be not recognized by this world.
Kamene ziko singa.
We can fashion you here. After what is called foolishness of the world, by the world. But that is the fullness of the desire of God. The Spirit of God in His ministers.
It
will give them understanding. It gives them knowledge. To fashion the children of God after His own liking. That they be finished the product.
Kutiwa kare okwana.
Until they bore the fullness of the stature of a perfect
Mbaka wanyamule kukwana kuzula kwa msingu kwa Mulungu.
We have no time. We have read about the seven virtues.
Benja house mitawerenga kuri karitwe zabu inoziri seven.
By which we will be built.
Zamene tiza mangiwamu.
From faith.
Kuchikurupiriro.
Virtue.
Kukaridwe yabu ino.
Unto the fullness of the stature of the perfect
Mbaka kuzula kwa msingu wa Mulungu.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, we may teach you here. And fashion you unto a way
Munjira.
When the world will look at you, look at your ways, look at how you conduct yourself, they'll say, but this is foolishness. We have not heard of this. This is so ignorant. It will not appeal to the taste of this world. But brother and sister, remember, it was God himself, not
Moses.
It was God giving his spirit upon Bezaleel to work on any type of material.
Be
it silver or gold.
Be
it wood or soil. To work on them. Until they were worthy. To the material to construct or erect this tabernacle
of God.
So you are here, brother and sister. Taken from whatever form of life that you wear. Let the Basilians work on you. Let the ministry work upon your life until you conform to the word of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let us read the last scripture. Romans chapter 12.
Roma 12.
Maybe verse 1 and 2.
Ndimea 1 and 2.
Roma chapter 12.
Roma 12.
The Holy Ghost is our internal teacher. Maybe it will probably expand on what I would have tried to teach.
Had
we have time. So I'm just hitting the high spots. The tabernacle of God. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is that is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Yes, Paul, one of the greatest apostles of all time, begging you, brother and sister, I beseech you therefore, my brother, that you give your bodies an acceptable sacrifice, worthy of the life of God. Let your life that you live, brother, sister, be a sweet smelling savo. How can this come up? This morning we saw several brethren, sisters and a brother, giving themselves up to the Lord, going in the waters of baptism, coming to a new life into the kingdom of God. They are now like this baby. Though they might seem so big, but they are babies in the kingdom. They need to grow. And it is your responsibility, brother and sister, to live right before them, that they may take it from you, taking a leaf from you, how those in this kingdom walk, how those in this kingdom overcome trouble, how those in this kingdom meet each and every challenge of the world. Now one of them would meet a problem, rush to your house, narrate this problem to you, brother
Abari,
or a sister,
Mulongo,
I've made this and this in my house, please. It's so heavy on me.
Chani vuta.
Can you help me?
Munitandize.
What would you do?
Mzaita bwanji.
You say, wait.
Mzakambati mbekeza.
I know of a granny old mom that down that village. That one is a good, strong muti. If he can give you the muti or juju, I can tell you this problem of yours will be gone. What is it? Remember, we have a responsibility to live right upon all those that are looking at our lives. Remember, we have said all the knowledge and the wisdom of Egypt is not called for in the building of the tabernacle of God. All that you have known, sisters, until you are so blessed with this so many years, what life has given you as a solution to life troubles are not called for in the tabernacle of God, but in the tabernacle of God, God himself is the answer to any form of trouble, whatever that we may meet. He himself is the answer.
Iye mwine wake ndiye yango.
He might seem to be quiet.
Angaoneke mungali do.
You might close your door.
Mungavale viseko.
Cry and pray.
Pemberani, pemberani.
And you see if nothing has happened.
Mzaona utukulibeza ichudika.
Don't worry, brother and sister.
Zadanga wa bale ndiye yango.
Before you've entered your house and to close that door to pray.
Mungaibonge na mnyumba kupembera.
He has seen you.
Wakuonani.
Before you even gave your life to God. He's seen you and he has prayed for you.
Wakuonani kare mulungo kupembera.
And he has given his beloved on your behalf. You be answerable to your life. He giveth you everything.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
So
pano,
we are to discard our rich experiences of life.
Ife zose tapitamo mumoyo tifuniko zicho sapo zose mina zabu inozoipa.
And accept
nakuvomera
the new life.
Umoyo wa sopano.
As we are being tutored by the Basileus.
Bazaleli.
The fivefold ministry.
Utumikulim bali ya tumiki five.
Ephesians 4, verse 11
to 16. Ephesians 4, 11 to 16.
They were given a responsibility.
Wanapasi wanchito.
These ministers that you see are ordained of God.
Nimulungana waikapo.
They are given all the wisdom.
Wapasi wanzelu zose.
All the knowledge.
Kuziwa kose.
All the understanding.
Kumvesesa kose.
For to know.
Kuziwa.
What it does it take.
Kutichitengela chiani.
For you to walk a life with God.
Kutimuyende umoyo na Mulungu.
Only pay ear.
Ikakoni kudu.
Pay attention.
Mvesesani.
To what these ministers of God.
Kule awatumiki wa Mulungu.
Are lecturing you or are teaching you.
Zamena upunzisani.
Or what they are putting before you.
Zamene waikapaimwe.
And because of that.
Kifuka chaicho.
You'll be fashioned.
Muzapangiwa.
After the perfect will and desire of God.
Ingala chifuniro chokwana na chifuta Mulungu.
In closing.
Mukusiriza.
You know,
Muziva,
you see these bricks.
Ah, my block, my mchero, my zone.
You take a former.
Mzatenga upa chopangira.
Then you mix up the mortar.
Ngadimfuno panga mupanga daka.
You put in the former.
Mweka mo vija vindu vidoti.
Then you put them there.
Mukaikapo.
Yes, then it's, they look so nice bricks.
So tikaika mchikombori yamaoneka bwino tikachosa.
But you don't say, now, they are so good. How can we trouble them by burning them? Why can't we just take them and put them in the house like that? They look so beautiful. Aren't it?
Amen.
But we know, my brother, my sister. You see that one taking that brick nice as it is. Putting it in a kiln.
Mukaifaka muvuni.
And take big logs like this.
Mutenga vitengo vikuru.
And put in that kiln.
Mwaika muvuni.
Put fire.
Mwika moto.
Burn that brick.
Shokani ncherwa.
Does he not, this man, does he not have love? Why does he have to paint this already beautiful brick? But wait, brother and sister. He has been given knowledge, understanding, what it takes for the brick to live in this world. No matter how good it looks after when it is being molded. But he will put it in that fire. That cleansing fire. No matter how good we might look. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let the fire of the gospel.
Come
and receive it from you. Let it receive of all the excesses. Let all the
dross
be
put
by the fire of the gospel, by the waters of the
wells.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You look somebody.
Mzafunika wina.
You go in the forest.
Mzakumana na muntu mtengo.
With an axe.
Alina katemu.
You be going around the trees.
Akuyapa mitengo.
You be looking them.
Aya ona ona.
Then you choose one.
Asanga po chimozi chimtengo.
And he cut them.
Ajua.
Then you see a man with maybe a piece like this.
Wina na kangono katere.
When he's carrying that piece.
Akakanyamula.
You would know.
Simzaziwa.
Whether he is carrying, is it firewood?
Simzaziwa tini nkuni hiyo lo branch.
Or he wants to go and build a garden.
Kapena funo mangira kwa mjimba kaya.
Or what is he going to do?
Simuzi utagwira nchito bwanje na planga ija na mtengo.
But give him time.
Mpase ntawi.
And let him work on that the tree.
Lekana pichirizo sema.
Then he brings up this good looking cooking stick.
Azapanga mtiko wabwino.
Who has ever gone into the forest?
Ndana nanda ko mtengo.
And see cooking sticks coming from the ground.
Munaona kuti mina jopikira ma.
Have you ever seen a cooking stick coming from the ground? No.
Sinapezeko choka kudot.
Sounds like this, it'll be just like this.
Sinapezeko mitiko choka kumera mtengo. Ah, chimangala chimtengo munga ili.
It is in the man.
Chiri muri mundu.
In his workmanship.
Mukaswiri wake.
That will transform this trunk.
Azachinja ichi chimtengo.
Into a very good looking cooking stick.
Kupanga kuri, kupanga topiki ra bwino bwino mtiko wa bwino.
So when you see him carrying this.
Ima mkaona nyamula chimtengo.
You can't see the final product.
Simzaona mapeto wa chimtengo.
But it is given in him.
Koma chinaiki wa mkati mwake.
To produce.
Kutia bereke.
That final product.
Chindijo tera chija.
So when you come to Christ, brother and sister.
Kwa Kristo, abale ndialo.
You come with a lot of unwanted material.
Muma buwela na vindu. Vamene si vindu vofunikila.
So it is the job of the ministry.
Ninchito ya utumiki.
To remove from you.
Kuchosa kwa imu.
That of men, plenty of unwanted material.
Vija vawa andu. Vamene si
those unnecessary hairstyles.
Masisi ya jia kunja.
Those unnecessary trousers. Those unnecessary biting.
Kushewa kunja.
The gospel
utenga
will be working on you,
usema,
removing
uchosa,
unwanted material
vindu vosa from you.
When they are through with you, then God can embrace you in His,
Mulungu,
in his kingdom.
Kukumbuki, anga kumbatireni mfumu wake.
May God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tamikira, amen.